Rutherford County is facing an impending solid waste crisis. Its booming population is causing the local landfill, which accepts trash from 19 counties in Middle Tennessee, to close sooner than expected, in as little as 6 years. And as WPLN's Alexis Marshall reports, officials have yet to find a long-term solution.
Residents of Rutherford County have no love lost for Middle Point Landfill.
It's basically this really, really tall, large mound that you can see from, I'd say, at least a mile and a half away. And
this morning it smelled really, really bad. You can smell it all the time.
We get lots of complaints about it. I think I've heard Mount Trashmore. Yeah.
Trash Mountain.
Trash Mountain.
Amber Sentinel, Michelle Keel, Doug Wilson, and Ethan Williams all live near the dump site that sits right outside Murfreesboro. But even though neighbors don't like the landfill, it's been a valuable resource for Rutherford County and elsewhere. In fact, 400,000 tons of trash last year came from Nashville. A little background. Back in 1995, Rutherford County made a deal so that its garbage could be dumped there for free. Today, the county still pays nothing for dumping, and Murfreesboro residents don't even have to pay for curbside pickup. But since then, the county has seen dramatic growth, a 20% increase in the past 7 years alone.
Nobody had any idea that Rutherford County and the city of Murfreesboro would grow like it has.
Solid Waste Director Mac Nolan says more residents mean more trash, which is making the privately owned landfill fill up more quickly. So about a year and a half ago, Rutherford County and the city of Murfreesboro hired consultants for $250,000 to recommend how they should handle the trash after the landfill closes. The consultants advised that the county let Middle Point expand to an old landfill right next door. That did not go over well with nearby residents, and the county commission voted unanimously to reject that recommendation, which leaves the county not far from where it started.
We are on a venture now that should have been undertaken 5 years prior.
A new task force is meeting weekly now to figure out what the county will do once Middle Point closes. County Commissioner Mike Cush says Rutherford wants to be on the cutting edge and find more modern ways to deal with trash. For example, recycling. Nolan says recycling accounts for 15 to 18% of Rutherford County's waste, but that number could be a lot higher.
See, this lady here is separating her stuff. You see she's got some cardboard there. She's going to head to the cardboard container.
Nolan's showing me around a collection center where resident Priscilla Diaz is dropping off some paper and glass recyclables.
It takes a little bit of effort, but it's definitely worth it. We want to take care of our planet, so this is where we start.
The problem is Rutherford County residents have little incentive to recycle unless they're motivated by the environment. There's no public curbside pickup available. So why sort and drive recyclables to a collection center when you can have it picked up with the rest of your garbage for free? And even if residents do recycle more, that won't solve all of the problems. There's still organic waste, non-recyclables, brush, and tires that need places to go. The county mayor has entertained the idea of opening a composting operation. Another option is to build a waste-to-energy facility for burning trash.
You know, so there is no one operation or no one solution that's going to do everything we do.
Nolan's dream for the future of Rutherford County's solid waste looks something like this. A 100-acre campus with waste-to-energy, composting, recycling, transfer stations to ship trash out of county, and room to try out new solid waste technologies as they emerge. But Nolan says he's had a hard time finding a plot of land that big.
Our concern is right now we don't need 100 acres. So if we wind up buying a small piece of property and need to expand, that land around us may not be for sale.
The bottom line right now, there is no plan. Commissioner Cush says he still thinks the county could have its solid waste solution complete and operational before the landfill closes. But if that doesn't happen, they'll have to send waste to other landfills. So will Davidson and all the other counties that currently send trash to Middle Point. Because even though Rutherford County's solid waste future is unclear, one thing is certain. The trash has to go somewhere. For WPLN News, I'm Alexis Marshall.